follow. Just a couple comments to, you know, add a little bit more perspective. This God is everywhere. You know, that's a very different concept of God than most of us grew up with, isn't it? It is. You know, most of us grew up picturing God as the proverbial old man in the sky, watching over everything we're doing, doling out the rewards and punishments, right? Many people still think of God that way. You know, the Bible teaches us that we are made in the image and likeness of God. But more often, we tend to create God in the image and likeness of us. Is it not so?
Yeah.
Like, we have pictured God as essentially a human being, right? With superpowers. Super God. And this super being God is all-knowing and all-powerful, but also tends to be judgmental, temperamental, and oftentimes pretty scary. You know, unfortunately, that time-worn concept of God has done a lot of harm, hasn't it? That time-worn, old, worn-out concept of God has separated us from God, put him up here somewhere. It's like the little girl says, isn't he up in heaven somewhere? It separated us from God, and it has separated us from each other. And perhaps the worst thing of all is that it's turned God into this sort of fearsome judge, right, who decides who is okay and who isn't okay, who actually takes sides, who excludes more than includes, and who even will shun and punish people. Wow. But you know what? That wasn't Jesus' idea of God at all. Jesus' God, Jesus' Abba, was all loving, all compassionate, that higher power that you can lean on no matter what. And Jesus made it absolutely clear, even by saying our Father, that we are all children of God. We are all connected to the source and made up of that divine essence. And that all people are included in the kingdom of God, and all are loved and all are worthy. It was an inclusive, loving God that he taught. And he also taught that God can be seen and sensed in that which is around us. Some of the most beautiful passages in the Bible about the lilies of the field, right? And the birds of the air. God is there, most certainly in the little children and in each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. You know, this book that we shared today was so beautifully presented. It is not a unity book per se, but it might as well have been, right? Because it completely aligns with what we teach here in Unity. Our first unity principle is that God is absolute good and everywhere present, which essentially is saying that God is this ubiquitous divine substance, this divine presence that permeates all of life, all that is. Or as the Apostle Paul said, God is that in which we live and move and have our being. Now, I realize that when we say God, that triggers a lot of people. Some of you today may have been struggling even hearing that word. So I strongly encourage you, if that word God is a trigger for you, to substitute some other descriptor that speaks to your heart, that resonates with you. There are so many to choose from: infinite intelligence, divine mind, the ground of all being, that which cannot be named, love, absolute reality, pure consciousness, right? So many names for it, but whatever name you choose that speaks to your own heart, that divine presence, that divine essence is intrinsic to everyone and everything. And you know, when the little girl in the story began seeing God in that way, it changed everything for her, didn't it? She went through a complete transformation. And the same can be true for us. So interesting, this book is called Finding God in All I See, Finding God in You and Me. That tells us two things. That tells us, first of all, that the presence of God is already there. The divine essence is already in everything around us. But we must be willing to find it. We must be willing to look for it. So what does it mean to look for God in all we see? means to look beyond outer appearances. It means to look more deeply into the heart of things. It means to see connection instead of separation. Don't we feel so connected when we're here? There's a way we see each other, a way we feel. It's a way of perceiving oneness, even with the illusion of division that is so prominent in our society today. You know what this is like. You've done this before. You've seen through the eyes of God. You've seen through the eyes of love. And I believe this is exactly how Jesus wanted us to see. I think he wanted us to relate to God, to experience God, just as this little girl did, with a sense of awe and gratitude and joy. I believe this is how the mystics see, don't you? They see God. They see the divine in everything because they're looking beyond outer circumstances. That's how Jesus saw. It's how he wanted us to see. And it is not only a way of seeing, it's a way of being. It's a way of living. And we need it now more than ever. You know, we often say here that a problem cannot be solved at the same level of consciousness that created the problem. We must come up in consciousness. And this is one way to start doing that. By appreciating the presence of God in us and in all we see. And when we do that, when we really know that we are one, you know, think of the way you feel when you're here together, even when you're watching online, that connection, that heart connection that you feel, you can go out into the world from here and continue to see in that way. And when we do that, we're kinder, aren't we? We're more compassionate, we're more open and aware, we're more conscious. We find God in all we see. We find God in you and me. And that changes us, and in turn, my friends, it is that that will change the world. So keep going. Keep doing your work. And especially these little ones, our hope for the future, are they not? Yes. And they're already getting it. And with that, it is my great joy to bring up to the platform our beloved Sam Akompong as a prayer chaplain here and also the leader. Oh, I get a Sam hug. The leader of our meditation team for our meditation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tough act after tough act to follow. I'll do my best. It is my great pleasure and honor to lead this meditation for this big family. Kindly sit as comfortably as you can. And all together now, let us take in a deep breath in unison and exhale, feeling a wave of relaxation washing over us from head to toe. As we go to heart space, as we settle in heart space, let us remember God are we. God are we. Thoughts may come, thoughts may go, but be kind to yourself. Gently bring your awareness back to focus. Let us experience and know who we really are as we enter the silence to experience our true nature. come out of meditation, reorienting our awareness with our current surroundings. Let us affirm that all the attributes of God are expressing through us, especially the attribute of love. Love which allows us to see God everywhere, in all things. Let us put this into action by blessing others in thought, in word, and in deed, knowing that as we comfort others, so are we comforted, opening doors of blessings for us in myriad ways and means that only Spirit can put together for our highest good. And so it is. Amen.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to be an expression of